This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm in here with YG and a few members of his squad. How you doing?
I'm solid. What up, bro? What's popping?
Feeling good, man.
You straight?
Oh, super straight.
Yeah, you look like an MMA fighter or something.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he came in here. He turned the roast on as soon as the camera goes on. All right, let's see what this is about to be like.
No, I'm fucking with you, man. What's popping? We got D3 in the building. Mitch Day Salon in the building.
I feel like
400 games.
D3 opened up a little bit since the last time I seen him. I felt like your charisma and your humor didn't come through as much last time, but now you've been more yourself.
Last time I was off lean, and I was on some other, you feel me? And I was scared for you using my hood. I had to make sure, like, I look back, you know.
Because he sent me up on a fucking crash dummy mission. He sends me to the hood to meet up with you, and then I get there, and you're like, "Yo, we're gonna cook crack for the vlog." Hey, for the record, it wasn't really crack, but it's still like
it was crack.
A lot of people who watched the video didn't necessarily know that. And YG like engineered this. Like, this is how he treats his artists. He's like, "Yo, we're gonna send Adam 22 to the trenches and have him film a felony."
Wasn't that cool though?
Good luck.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool.
You know
what I'm saying? This is what I tell all my people. Just don't get caught. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Cool.
Amen.
Okay, so we know D3 a little bit. Day Salon next. Tell me a little bit how you guys met. You guys met in the club?
Yeah.
The booty club or the regular club?
The booty club. Well, she used to dance at the booty club.
Mm-hmm.
She hates it, but I don't like, yeah.
This was a couple years ago. This was before OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
Crazy girls, man. I always drive by that
crazy
place,
girls and OnlyFans is the best shit ever, right?
You put those two together, you got it made.
It's like,
crying. Crying.
Tell me about you meeting him. What was that like in the booty club? What was his vibe?
Regular, lit, Compton nigga, drunk as fuck, you know? He's vibing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, not everybody knew me. When you in the club, you vibing, you got strippers, you throwing money, it is what it is. Like, my bad.
No, so, Claire, everybody know.
Oh, God, you be lit. It is what it is. But nah, he was cool. It was just some regular, like, approach. Like, you know, we both from the same city. What's the deal? Cool. All right, I'm going to go back to work.
And you were like, I rap?
No, I wasn't rapping at the time.
Oh.
I wasn't rapping at the time. It was just like a mutual, hey, nigga, I'm from the same city. What's up?
Right.
That's it.
And then he said, listen, I'm going to write these bars for you, and we're going to make this money.
Nah.
No.
Nah, that's not how that went. Nah.
Look at this MMA fighter.
Whoa. You burnt. Never. Never.
That's crazy.
Never.
She be writing her own shit.
Okay.
Oh,
FYI.
That's good to know.
Go look at the credits.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of ball me on here. Okay, I'm just, okay.
It's a question. You
all
know,
right.
There's a history of this in the rap game.
See, if you want to know about if somebody wrote a song, you got to go look at the credits on the songwriter, on the publishing side, because you're going to see all type of different names.
I'm from the streets. I've never done that.
You from the streets?
Well, a street.
They take me
out. Yeah, like I was saying, you know. Just look at the credits. Google it, bro.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've never Googled. Yeah, I gotta start looking up.
Right.
Who's on sign? No, I Google, but
you
I never looked up
Google to look at your show.
I honestly don't know how to fucking look up who wrote on a song. So I'm in the people will be like, oh, this dude wrote on this song. I just take their word for it.
Oh, okay.
That's bullshit.
But you're in the music industry in a way that I don't think I am. As you can see, you have three artists here.
No, you there. You be interviewing all the artists and shit. You in the music business, dog.
Yeah, but I'm more in the YouTube business, not the music business as much, you know?
True.
Anyway, okay, so
you're a YouTuber.
For real.
Okay.
How you feel about that?
get your money. It's popping. You like an edgy YouTuber. You ain't corny and shit, so you good.
Hey, not corny. Thank you very much, Laura. Laura's applauding me, at least. Wait, so how do you guys take it from you're cool, you're in this club, to you're signed to my label, and I believe in you enough to get behind your career?
Like, for me, it's a vibe thing. It's a music thing. And it's a swag thing, you know?
Mm.
And then, like, if you a street nigga, like, you really gotta be a street nigga. If you're not, then it's like, nah, I can't fuck with you because you're not really a street nigga, you know? Mm. Or if you like, if you claiming a title, but you really not that title, I don't fuck with you. Like, I can't really take it there with you. We could be cool and all that type of shit, but.
But you believe that she had that?
She fresh out of the strip club. Mm. Shit, when I met her and she started doing music, like, so she that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She was the hot shit in the strip club.
Really? You were running it?
I wouldn't say running it, but I was getting my money. I was one of the top, for sure.
Hello.
Oh, God. What? Niggas came to see me, for sure. They knew my name.
All the niggas know her.
They knew my name.
They like her. They know her.
They couldn't get her.
Yeah, they couldn't get her. Like, amen. she speak highly about that. All these niggas be on me, but they can't get me. Like, she speak highly about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga Mitch right here, he got the bitches.
Yeah, so where did Mitch come from? Tell me all about Mitch.
Oh, he be in and out of relationships and shit.
Wow. So you're messy. Tell us more, man.
Hell no.
Hey, my bad, bitch.
I'm just a typical young man, and you know, successful young man in L.A. That's it.
So in other words, you got like 100 different bitches on speed dial.
Nah,
is there still speed dial?
No. I be having my relationships sometimes, you know?
Right.
Well, he's trying to be respectful and shit. So you got to respect it.
You've learned from your mentor here. He got a messy life in that way too, right?
No, my shit is real respectable, you know?
This shit is respectable. For
sure. Yeah, my shit respectable, dog.
Right.
You know?
Respect.
So, but where are you from, and like, how did you guys meet?
Shoot, born in Texas, raised in Arizona.
Okay.
Shit, I made a beat for him, and that's how we ended up getting it, cracking the shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he produced on one of my tapes a long time ago. Then he came back around producing, and then, you feel me, he was playing records, and he was, like, singing and shit on records. And me and the homies was like, man, you be an artist, you know?
Oh, God.
But he write, produce, make beats, you know what I'm saying, do his artist shit. He on some modeling shit. You know what I'm saying? The whole nine. Yeah. Then my young nigga D3 fresh out the Knicks.
How the hell did you guys even actually link up, though? I don't think we ever actually went into that.
But the homie Psych 800 over there, the black nigga with the dreads. The other nigga is two nigga with dreads.
Chicken
one
Little.
We got the short one.
Nah, that's Booker T over there.
Psych, you know what I'm saying?
That's
the homie from the hood. You know, he be on his A&R. You feel me? A&R on the streets and shit. So every time he come past a young artist, you know what I'm saying, that he fuck with.
Right.
He send him my way. And he put me on D3, and I'm on his page. I'm like, yeah, I fuck with this nigga energy, like the songs he was making and all that. And I met him and shit, and I found out he can really rap. So I'm like, oh, yeah, come on, we finna turn this shit up. B-Team, Red Team,
hey.
Sue Business, you know?
That's what's up. I feel what you are saying.
How much of it
is image? Because I feel like, or like, you know, just star power in general. Because with her, like, I do definitely see what you're saying in the sense that she has like a certain charisma. Like, we've all seen 5 million stupid ass girls trying to rap, and it is just so embarrassing. Not just like girls in general, but like girls who are like, they're hot, so they feel like, oh, now I can be a rapper. It's hard to like make that connection though. Most of them are trash.
I hear you. It's a lot of ones out there that's popping though. They, you know, these days, doing their shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't write somebody off nowadays because of how they came up.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. Did you always want to do the label thing since early in your career?
Yeah, I was always moving like label vibes. You know what I'm saying? I had like clicks, and I was like the main nigga of the clicks, and I used to make sure I used to just involve everybody with whatever I was doing, and you know. My track record, I put a lot of niggas on, you know, like the homies and shit, like, so it was all like, you feel me, I just had that vibe the whole time. Mm. So yeah, this is something that I always wanted to like really do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard though when you an artist like to have a real label and mm-hmm. to have people take you serious and shit. So, you know, you got to put in some real time and energy and work.
Right. Like, how involved do you get? Like, are you listening to like every, are you in the studio, like really working with them on music and stuff? Cause you could take it to that level, or you can just kind of sign somebody, give them a chain and some money and be like, all right, figure it out.
No. We in the studio already.
Nope. It's more like
he's overbearing. No, because you've always. That's the interesting thing about YG. Let me just talk about YG for a minute. The interesting thing about YG is you like came in the game street rapper, but then you seem like you always knew how to make big hits and were always down to do so. A lot of rappers like they can spit a dope verse, but they never really like cross over to like really making a hit.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I mean that. I don't know, that's a part of my situation, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, but no, we in the studio with it. We in the studio, you know, I'ma for sure get my input. I'ma tell you some shit hot and some shit whack. I expect you to do the same, you know what I'm saying? For me, I might not listen to you, depending on who you is. Mm. But yeah, we in the studio with it, dog. I'm involved.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is he like, does he want like final say on your decisions of like songs and stuff, or is like how controlling is he? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I hear stuff about certain like producers and stuff who want to really like Kanye making people rewrite verses 20 times and shit.
On Bloods, we rewrite verses.
Hey, oh really? Okay.
I'm rewriting verses.
Hit him up.
Like
I rewrote my shit. Damn.
I'm rewriting verses.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I asked the homies like, hey, this shit weak. Niggas be like, yeah, bro, you come harder than that. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I was feeling the same way. I will rewrite that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's a part of the game. You got to be willing to do that.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't feel no type of way about it. Now, if you really believe a verse is hard and you like, no, nigga, this shit fire, nigga, you got me fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I done had some of them, like, conversations sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Shit turning to arguments and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to? You listen to Mustard?
Yeah, for sure.
Are there any other like producers that you feel that real close connection with?
Yeah, I mean it's a couple, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't really like I don't really work with too many people.
Mm.
I don't know, like I'm trying to do better at that, but it just be like I don't know, my shit just be a certain sound, it's a certain swag, a certain tempo. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, you know?
Mm.
But like, when I'm in the studio, like, I'm willing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just rap on some shit. It may never come out, but I'm going to rap.
Mm.
Yeah.
That one time I went to the studio with you, you had a couple of your artists in there. And I at that time, and I'm not being specific about what time, so hopefully this is all good to say, but there was, like, a relatively solid stream of really good-looking women coming in and out of that studio.
All the time, my nigga.
And he's just, like, having these nice little conversations with him. I could tell he's just swagging on him, just buttering him up a little bit. I'm like, man, if I could hear what he was saying, I would probably learn a lot about women right there. Like, he's doing something over there that I'm not. I don't think I'm bringing that to the table, whatever this conversation is over here in the corner.
No, the vibe in the studio is everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to have whatever you feel like you need to have in there to get the shit going, the records,
right?
The energy, you know?
You smoking dope in the studio?
Smoking dope, gas, YGOG. Yeah, we got that on deck in the studio.
Okay.
That's the only dope we smoke.
That's the dope I'm talking about. That's the dope I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen. That's the only dope we smoke on God.
Oh, you can't smoke dope no more?
I was trying to say, hey, what?
Man, we no, you smoke dope around us, we're going to have to beat your ass.
No.
I'm talking about nigga ain't going to make it out a lot.
Nigga, what?
It's certain drugs
you can do, and we ain't going to bother you. But then when you start doing them other gang drugs and shit, we on your ass. We tripping. We tripping on you. We gonna probably try to fuck you up, or we gonna cut you off. You can't even come around no more, nigga.
Mm.
That shit not right.
Well, so okay, what's your threshold for that though? Like, if D3 tells you like, hey, I've been popping hella perks lately and shit.
I mean, the perks.
Are you gonna step in and be like, yo, you gotta watch out? I see people get fucked up.
Oh my god!
Now,
look, so the perks. This is, you know what I'm saying. This is how I feel about it. The perks is fire as fuck. I fell in love with perks when I got shot. Like, they gave me perks, and I got hooked. And I started tweaking, I had to stop and shit. But like the purse is straight, right? But you feel me? That's why I tell D3, this nigga young. So like, you ain't even 21 yet, right?
I'm 20.
Yeah, this nigga. So he doing. I ain't gonna put all his business out there, but man, he doing.
I done did a perk before.
But he's like 20. He in a teenage body, perk, like that like nigga, like his body. He doing perks in like a teenage body, like.
No, listen, I'm a grown ass man.
So like, so like, bro, you can't. You ain't ready for all that, my nigga. Like, slow down, dog.
Nah, it's really, bro. Your body weight and all that matter when you taking perks. Like, I don't think like everybody like. That's my size and my weight. I want a dead homie you not taking. You're not really taking no perk.
Me like, and him could tell you that when you're 20 getting fucked up versus when you're like older getting fucked up is a very different thing.
Your body is like your body tolerance, it matters though. You feel me? Like when I did it, it was like it wasn't bull. I felt like I was gonna, you feel me? Yeah.
He felt like he was gonna pass out and shit.
See, nigga about to get up out of here. But you know that milk calm you down.
Milk?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, kids, if you're gonna pop a perk, keep some milk around. Yeah?
If you feel, hey, if you feel like you smoke too much or something, no, God, get that milk.
Hey, but see, look, bro. Hey, see, look.
Drink milk, I'm telling you.
These niggas crazy.
That shit, look. Unless the 30 minutes, you can ask Hundo. You ask Tony Hundo. Because he was in the car, I'm turning the heater off and turning it on.
Milk is horrible.
Take me to the GS, I'm about to go get some milk. Oh, God.
Try some good shit.
I drunk some milk and I went to the studio after that. I was fine. But before that, I'll tell, like, take me to the hospital, bro.
See, he a project nigga. They, like,
he said, drink some milk.
Yeah, drink some milk.
Dead homies, the milk.
That milk gonna get you straight.
I don't know what it do, but.
Taping milk.
That shit calmed me down. I ain't gonna lie.
I've been too fucked up before and I never thought to try milk, so I can't even tell you that you're wrong.
Next time you do it, try the milk and then holla at me.
Almond milk, oat milk. They got a lot of good different types of milk.
You gotta drink the shit. The 2%. You gotta drink that low fat shit.
You talking about cow milk?
It's something. Mm. It's something in that shit. I don't know.
400 is now.
That's cow nut, nigga.
Whoa. Hey, on my mom, it ain't no cow nut. It might be cow blood and that shit and all that other shit they talking about, but cow nut.
That's worse, bro.
Oh, man.
But what you was about to say? What was about to say?
I don't know. I was kind of distracted by the milk.
He said 400 something.
Oh, 400 is not just a label, but now also provides nutritional information to the youth.
Oh, yeah. For sure, you know.
We care.
Okay, so do you feel like now you're? Do you feel like now you're actually ready to fully like be a label director or whatever? Like, do you feel like you've kind of like reached a point in your life where you're ready to put more of your time into these artists and stuff instead of focusing on yourself so much?
I mean, I'm focused on everything. It's like see, this is my thing. I want to be in business and sign like artists that's like they already on go. All I got to do is come help them with certain shit and just let them get my platform and all this type of shit. You feel me? Because it's like I'm still an artist and I'm doing everything I'm doing. So it's like you can't need me to like baby you, because then that ain't gonna work. You feel me? I could meet you halfway. You meet me halfway, I'll meet you halfway. We gonna come together. It's gonna be a thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think nobody want no, don't no label or artist, nobody want to sign somebody that they got a baby. Like, because if that's the case, I mean, look, it's labels that sign a gang of artists and they sign them and you never hear nothing from them artists because, you feel me, they like that. Like, they probably waiting on the label to do whatever they feel like they gonna do. But I'm focused, though. And I got people, I got a team, you know what I'm saying? I got Zenova over there. She really, like, you know what I'm saying, general manager of the label. She handle all the back-end shit, admin shit, you know what I'm saying, making sure everybody on time. All the shit that you probably think I'm handling, I'm not handling that shit.
I don't think you're handling it. I assume you got a team that is doing the
paperwork.
I'm
music and I'm lifestyle. I don't want to talk about shit else.
Really? So you don't like to be bothered too much about the business side of things?
No, like, my thing is, look, I'm cool with having a conversation about it. Like, look, we doing this like this, this like this, this like this, this like this, and this like this, and I don't never want to talk about it again.
Hmm.
Like, you feel me? The blueprint is there.
You have to really believe in your team to assume shit is still going to get done.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
do you feel like you need that space in order to still be creative?
Hell yeah, bro.
If you're doing paperwork all day, it's going to fuck up your flow,
I can't.
Right?
That's not for me. Hmm. I mean, it's cool. Like you can get it done, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot. Like, you a dad too, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I got to do that shit. I got YG artist shit. I got D3 artist music, Mitch music, Miles shit, Dave Sulan, her whole shit, 400 clothing, 400 sneakers, fucking 400 cannabis, TV and film. You know what I'm saying? All type of problems with this person, this bitch, my mama and them, my little brother. Oh, you know what I'm saying? This is like my 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? This shit complicated, you know? Mm,
definitely.
Yeah, I got the dogs at the house, two big ass Dobermans. Got to make sure they straight. They eat chicken and steak.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just seen
real shit.
Big chicken. I'm talking about
big, you know.
Yeah, they eat chicken steak like that. I just seen D-Max Elope feeding fucking Popeye's fried chicken to his dogs.
No, my dogs
they can't
like,
do that, right?
No, my dogs eat like
some other shit, right?
You gotta eat raw
nigga,
shit.
My dogs, no, nah, hell no, my dogs eat.
Nah, they supposed to.
Man, it's crazy. My dog eat cooked, seasoned chicken. Blackened. That shit be spicy.
See, I heard this, that like celebrities be paying mad money for like really, really high quality meat for their animals.
No, my dogs eat what I eat. They eat my leftovers.
For real?
Yeah, dog bag. Wow. Doggy bag.
Doggy bag. Ba-dum-bum. Hey, where's Slim 400? Slim 400 still cool?
Slim 400, he outside. Slim 400 outside. He probably on a block or something.
Right.
It's like, what's Slim at? He on a block?
It's nothing but bloods.
Or
ice water.
Yeah, Slim outside.
You guys talk much?
Yeah, we cool, we straight.
Okay.
Well, why you ask me that? Slim 400.
He was signed to YG. I just wanted to know if you were going to still keep working with
Slim
him.
Wasn't signed to YG. We from the same hood, from the same block. So, like I told Slim, like, we talk about this all the time. I said, bro, you don't got to sign to me. You got me already. Like, you don't got to sign, bro. You 400. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you feel me? Because I told Slim, like, bro, you can go do your thing and do it different. You ain't got to be signed to me. Like, you already got me. You my homie. Like, so, like, why am I sign you? You know what I'm saying? So that was the whole thing with Slim. And then he, like, he got it at the end. Like, he like, yeah, because now he doing whatever he want to do, how he want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, that's good. Shout out Slim.
Yeah.
That scare you when he got shot a year or two ago?
Yeah, for sure.
That was a bad one. You got hit like 10 times.
Yeah, on me. Yeah.
You gotta be careful out here.
Yeah, you gotta stay dangerous.
What do you mean when you say that?
Stay dangerous?
Sometimes that doesn't sound like the best advice.
No, I agree.
Pull the toolie out in the interview. No. Why'd you got legal problems? I know you don't want to do that.
Hey, don't get caught with it.
Guy, he tell me that all the time.
On a gang, don't get caught.
I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a guy here who seems like he's probably handling most of your security concerns.
Hey! Gang.
Oh, you know we got the streets on lock. Them shit sold up. You dig?
For sure.
Yeah, B team.
How do you feel about the streets at this point? Like, the is it still like something where you really give a fuck about the opinion of the streets, or do you feel like you're almost getting to the point where it's like, I've been and done this shit. I don't really give a fuck about all this, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, like the streets, like when you a rapper, you an artist, right? And you want to stay, like, of course you're going to elevate and you're going to turn it to, like, your whole shit just going to elevate and it's gonna transform to other shit and you're gonna venture off and you'll become the icon, a businessman, the wooty wooty bop. But if you still making rap music and, you know what I'm saying, you moving around, you need the streets, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's who you talking to. You talking to the streets, you talking to the clubs, you know what I'm saying? You hitting the clubs. Your shit got a crack in the clubs. It got a crack in the streets. So the streets matter forever, you know what I'm saying? So I don't be listening to nobody telling me like, oh, why is he leading? Stop worrying about the streets. It's like, damn, what, go pop? Like, what I'm gonna do, make some pop music? It's like, you know what I'm saying? So, but
have you had
as far
label
as
people
you
just trying
about,
to get you to be on that pop
label
star thing?
People can't tell me shit. niggas know can't tell YG nothing. It's not the label.
Right.
Not like that, but it's like I created my whole shit. Niggas didn't believe in what I was doing when I was doing it. And then something happened and it clicked. And then it's like, yeah, it worked. So it's like, don't tell me nothing. Because motherfuckers wasn't believing in it at first, you know?
You know, it's interesting. Game said recently that he held the West Coast down. He was basically the king of the West Coast for 10 years. Seems like it was pretty much mostly true. And then it was pretty much YG. Like, you were the next big star of the West Coast during a time period where there were not a lot of big stars emerging from the West Coast. Nowadays, it's kind of a lot of popping artists on the West Coast. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I was regular. Like, it was, yeah, that's a fact. I was like, it was regular.
So it's common knowledge that Game was kind of the king, and then you sort of came along too.
Yeah, that was a fact. If you go look at, if you can go look at, you know what I'm saying, the shit, like the music and the timeline, and that's what it's going to look like, and then everything else out there.
Who do you look at as like inspiration, or who do you, like, do you think about someone like Jay-Z as like the ultimate person who's, because I see where you're at in your career, that it's like, all right, I've had this dope-ass career and I'm still going to keep making music, but I really want to build something that's much bigger than just myself.
Yeah. I for sure look at Jay-Z as like inspiration. I look at Hov, I look at Dre, Snoop, Ice Cube, Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody like, you know what I'm saying? We fall in love with the music and we do the music thing and all that. But at the end of the day, all the people that I just named, they made majority off their money off of brand and shit, off of whatever brand, alcohol brand, clothing line brand, shoe, whatever, TV and film, boom, it was that. So like when my shit started moving, like my record deal like was fucked up for 10 years straight. I just got out of that shit like some months ago.
Really?
So like, yeah, hell yeah, my shit was all bad. Like, I never owned none of my music from, I put out from fucking my last album back, you know what I'm saying? I ain't owned nothing, so I just got out of that. But, like, the fact that I was in some fucked up deal, you know what I'm saying? That shit, like, made me, like, start thinking about other shit, because I'm like, I ain't making no money off none of my music. Oh, wop, I got to do other shit. So it turned me into, like, this little, whatever you want to call me, like, business nigga that right. got a brand. That must doing be all type of shit.
Is that fucking defeating and like hard to like stay motivated with the music shit when you feel like I'm doing all this shit to push the music, but I'm not seeing the money from the music that I feel like I deserve?
Yeah, no, but like that shit hard. It was hard. It was fucked up. But I did a lot of like stealing and robbing and shit when I was young. So I look at it like that was my karma. Like the motherfucking white people in offices stole from me, and it was my karma because I used to rob shit like a lot. Like,
we're talking about all the Asian families that
I used to rob, bro. Like it was crazy. Like so, like how I look at it, it was like, okay, this is my karma. YG, you know how I feel to get stole from, nigga. Don't do no more stealing. All right, thank you, God, I got you.
That's interesting.
No, that's how I really took it. Like I dealt with it like that.
Do you think everybody has to face their karma in that way?
I mean, shit. I mean, if you believe in it, you believe in it.
D3, you got some bad stuff coming your way. I know you was in the streets doing all kinds of wild shit, right?
Hey, shit be happening. You feel me? That don't. You feel me? It just happened, but it ain't stopping nothing, you know?
Right. I feel you.
Gotta keep living.
So what vision do you see for Day's career? And you know, it's very different marketing Day a woman, Salon, right?
Let them know your vision, man. Shit.
What's the vision?
My vision? Well, I mean, I'm going to start off, you know, letting people know who I am, honestly. Start off rapping, showing them who I really am as a person, city I'm from, shit like that. And then I want to eventually, like, you know, just transition into some bigger universal shit, you know, where not only the hood gonna feel me, but everybody gonna feel me. You know.
Interesting. What advice does YG here give you on using your sexuality to market yourself?
And that's all the advice he be giving me. Just do it.
What?
He be like, bro, why you not on your sexy shit? Why you not doing this? Why you not on
like,
this?
What the fuck?
You gotta, like, do this, do that. I'm like, man, I'm getting older, but at the same time, man. I am who I am.
You're not getting older, aren't you? Like 23 or some shit.
I'm about to be 24 this
oh,
year.
Oh, you're so old, Jesus.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. I'm young, but I'm an old little soul, so I'll be trying to like. Oh God, I done grew up fast, so I'll be like, I'll be feeling like I'm here, but I feel like I'm fucking 30, so I gotta remember I'm fucking young. Mm. So I'll be like, okay, you young, bro, like.
Yeah, don't declare yourself old before you're actually old.
And on God, yeah, on God, I have to get out of that shit.
Girls that be old, but then she doing all the young shit.
No.
You're going to be 50, 60 years old in the club, like with 25-year-olds.
Be at home.
Like, what's up, boy?
Bro, get out of here.
Get this old ass lady body in the club.
Never.
I was about to tell you, you got to live that shit up right now, man. You got to turn that shit up.
I'm chilling.
In terms of the sexual stuff, do you think that there's anything that's over the line and that could make it so that people won't take her serious as a rapper?
I mean, like, don't be playing with your pussy on Instagram or like on like OnlyFans, like literally like playing with it, like you can see it, but like everything else tough. Like don't be like booty hole ass naked and shit, but like
happening.
Like you know what I'm saying, all the other little shit that they be doing, like that's like considered like sexy art, like you know what I'm saying, cause that shit looked at as like art now, like
yeah.
It been art, you know what I'm saying, it just took a group of a woman that people looked up to and respected to, really, like Rihanna, like when she do that type of shit, everybody like, oh my God, she's so beautiful, she's so bad, and she is. But like before, people would be scared to do it, but then she like embraced it and took it and ran with it and made it like, no, this shit art. Like now it's like it's cool, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know what I'm saying, you gotta go take that and run with it.
It's about how you present it. But did you fuck with the WAP video?
Who?
The WAP video?
Hell yeah, I fuck with the WAP video.
That look crazy.
And my daughters be saying that shit, and I be like, man, what the fuck? But that's on the game. I can't get mad because I'm out here talking about the same type of shit. So it's like, bro, this
you've been
like,
known to drop a booty record.
Yeah, we grew up listening to that shit, so it's like, bro, it's regular.
When you go through the YG catalog, it is kind of like, that's like a whole subsection of all the music you've ever made is like the booty music.
Yeah.
And the videos are like full-on booty tip drill shit, you know. Would you rather make a song like that or a gangster song?
It just depends on, like, people love me for the ratchet shit. Like they love me for it. They be missing me, like, with the ratchet music. But, like, it just depends on the vibe. It depends on the music that I'm getting. It depends on the beats, bro. I'm gonna go off the beats. You know what I'm saying? So if a nigga give me some shit, I can do that too. It's just gonna come. It's nothing to think about. I'm gonna hear the music and it's gonna come. You know?
Did you ever date Meg?
Nah, me and Meg.
That was in the tabloids.
Why you thought we dated, huh?
Because it was in the tabloids. Like, look at this weird video of YG getting out of van with Meg. Remember
I took Meg to the Louis store and shit.
Sounds like you're dating.
Nah, bro. Nah, we was at. No.
I'm just kidding. Nah. I would never even take a girl to the Louis store in my life. So I just, to me, that sounds like you're dating.
Nah, Meg went in there. She brought all her shit. I brought my shit. Okay. I just, like. Like, I know the people at the Louis though, so we got the VIP service and shit. So we just went to the Louis though, regular rap shit.
Was that weird though to see it in the news? Like, damn, like we just were hanging out and all of a sudden they're acting like we're together?
No, I never heard like we was together. I never heard that.
Is it weird to be like so, like to have the tabloids and all that shit like really obsessed with you? Does that bother you ever, or are you just kind of like whatever?
No, that shit come with the... It come with the rap shit. It come with the music. It come with the fame. I hate when a motherfucking, like when I'm out with my kids, when I'm out and I'm in the middle of a meal and I'm eating and somebody be like, hey, bro, let me take a picture with you.
I hate that.
I want to smack somebody like, bro, fuck, like, that shit crazy.
Because you want,
that's what I hate.
You want to be cool to all your fans, but then they're putting you in a position where you really, like, can't be cool to them.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you know? Like, you're not going to go do that to your mama when she's sitting at the table eating her food. Like, that's rude, right?
Right.
Disrespectful. But, you know, it was regular shit.
Definitely. Do you, is that a 400 Snoop Dogg collab right there?
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
I just left a photo shoot with me and Snoop.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that idea come about?
the homie Design. On the homie Charlie, he the main designer for 400, black dude from LA, from LA and shit. He designed a collection for like summer or something, and he had a hoodie that had Snoop Dogg, that had an old Snoop Dogg image on it. And I'm like, bro, we can't make this without Snoop and them proving it. And then I'm like, damn, we should just do a whole collab. And then I hit Snoop. I sent him the design. He was like, cuz, let's do it, cuz, on crap, cuz. And you feel me, Snoop, like, how much money we can make, cuz? I'm like, probably like $1 million or $2 million. Now you're like, cuz, on crap. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, cuz.
Snoop burnt out, dog.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a legend.
I know.
That's a real legend.
Yeah. Legend.
Snoop. Legend. And when you think about like somebody who's gracefully gone between all the different stages of their career, you know, he was like the young, wild ass gangster rapper, and then he's like, now he's like the old, you know, fucking legend in the game, and he never once ever seemed goofy or ever seemed like he was slipping in any way. His whole career was pretty much immaculate. Oh, and he can Snoop go on Martha Stewart.
Fire. He killed that shit too.
No, Snoop is a G. I tell him, come on now, everybody know this. Like, Snoop a G, dog. So, yeah.
100%.
Snoop a real one. And we don't got too many motherfuckers, too many older legends on the West Coast that's like Snoop, who gonna let you pull up, give you game, fuck with you, tell you how to move. Whatever you trying to do, Snoop gonna, like, he gonna give you something. He gonna give you some game. He gonna do something. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the problem with the Coast. We don't be having, you know what I'm saying, our idols that we grew up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, show us the way. Like, you got to be signed to him or something. You know, I don't know.
It's kind of territorial like that.
Yeah, but, yeah, Snoop, one of them ones. That's why everybody fuck with him, like, how they fuck with him, because, yeah, he do that real big homie shit.
Do they, anyone here ever hit you with the unk?
No.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But she be calling me G. Like, she be like, what's up,
God,
G?
Because I'm not going to call you no Jizzle. That shit sound weird.
Jizzle?
Yeah, the homies call me Jizzle.
Everybody call him Jizzle. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to keep it at the G.
But like, G, right.
You a gangster.
But my name, YG, though.
You way older than me.
I call him. I say G to people, like, what up, G? And they're like, occasionally I've had people
but
get mad.
His name, that's a part of his name. It ain't like disrespectful.
Yeah, no, that just sound like some old nigga shit.
I was saying that to AD the other day. I'm like, you know, you're in trouble once people start hitting you with the unk, because that means you're no longer just like a young rapper now. All of a sudden, but you never know when it's gonna happen.
Hey, but it don't matter. You just gotta embrace, you know what I'm saying, embrace life and take that shit as it comes. Just make sure you know what I'm saying, you position yourself to keep getting money like you young. That's all that matters.
For sure.
Is run the numbers up. But live your life, have fun.
Can you give me any additional details about the video shoot that you did with AD that got shot up? Because he's told me about it once or twice. But
why you want to talk about criminal activity?
You don't have to tell me who was shooting.
What the fuck? You got a badge?
It sounds like it was a wild time. I just wanted a few details.
Nah, man, shit. Ask AD about that shit. We was in his hood. AD, what happened? Oh, God. AD. Did you set us up? No, I'm playing.
You ever think about times like that? And you're like, damn, I can't believe I'm still thriving, still alive. Like, there's been so many fucking crazy situations like that, right?
Man, yeah. I was just talking to the homie about that shit the other day. Like, we've been through it. We've been through a lot of shit and got up out of that thing real smooth. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a blessing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, for sure.
What would be your advice to any of them if they sort of started to get into any sort of like beefing for, you know, not beef. Obviously, you're going to have beef with people in your life, but beefing as part of the music, like using that as kind of a marketing tool to an extent, or dropping songs about people, shit like that. You think it's wise?
I mean, like, you know, like when you rapping and you doing music and you dealing with shit, you gonna talk about it in your songs. Like, I done talked about a lot of niggas in my songs, but I don't ever make it to where it's like, it sound like I'm coming for somebody. But when I be talking about hood shit and I'm talking about, yeah, we just slid on the enemigos and the ops and all that, it's like, people be knowing, like, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna be going out there doing no rap diss and shit, cause like, if it's smoke, it's really smoke with us. We ain't playing, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, I'ma tell the homies the same shit. Like, bro, I done told D3 that, like, we ain't doing none of that weird shit for nothing, for the rap. No, we not on none of that. Nigga, we come, we trying to make hits. Mm-hmm. We can move around, nigga, get rich, nigga, and have fun, nigga. All that rap beef and all that shit, we not rap beefing. We really beefing. The homies gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we ain't even trying to do that. We chilling. We not on that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I tell the homies, that my niggas who I be with, that I hang with, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like D3, young niggas, like, bro, that's not cool. Like, we ain't doing none of that.
Right. It's kind of like a shortcut to like getting your couple million views, you know? Cause there's
it's not even like, bro, like, I mean, like the younger generation, you feel me? They doing that shit a lot. And it's like, it's like, we ain't grow up like that. So we not with that. We against that. But the younger generation, they growing up like that, bro. They really on Instagram, on live, talking to they ops. Nigga, I'm about to hit toe block. And they really come hit they block and wet it up. Like, it's crazy. But, you know what I'm saying? That's the young generation. But we from the other shit. So we going to pass the shit that we know on to the, you feel me, to the homies. And it's just, it's going to help them because it's going to keep you out of bullshit. Because you don't want to get in the situation and start making money. Then you got to go sit it down and do some jail time. Like over some bullshit that you didn't really have to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if you really got to go lay somebody down or you got to go do your shit, hey, you got to handle your business. But fugazi shit, rap shit for nothing, like, it's that shit out. Now, if a nigga come diss you on a song, we retaliate. We coming. Diss the nigga back.
Right.
For sure.
You still waiting for that opportunity? I feel like I would like to hear the YG diss song that you actually like really gave a fuck about.
Like, would somebody diss me? Or me
somebody
diss
that
somebody
you
back?
Considered kind of on your level that you really actually had some fucking shit to say about. That would be, you know, that would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun for y'all because y'all
as
watching.
The fans,
but,
yeah.
Like... You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be
now?
Like it's gonna be different over here.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little different.
It's gonna be real. I don't wanna rap beef with nobody. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? We try to tear some shit up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah, we ain't playing.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So
you gotta feel me though.
Would you ever think about doing like a full
on the game? Bro, we not playing them games.
Yeah. Would you guys ever think about doing like a tape like with a lot of different artists that are on your label or some sort of like group project? Does that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, that's what we just put out.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, when is shit dropping?
I don't know. Probably like next week.
No, this shit got to drop tomorrow, bro.
Laura?
I mean, Monday or something.
Laura's going to have a long night.
Yeah, cut this shit up, Laura. Fuck it up, girl.
Yeah, should be all right.
Fine.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? We got the project out, you know what I'm saying? It got the artists on right here on it, and it got a couple other niggas we fuck with, you know what I'm saying? The homies fuck with.
Uh-huh.
And this project was to set them up for their solo projects, because I had this plan for the label, for the artists, then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucked up the plan and shit, so...
Probably fucked up a lot of plans for you.
I know. So, you know what I'm saying? We decided to do a little compilation project and do shit like this.
Right.
To make up for that little bullshit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like when... Remember Dre, 50, and Eminem on the cover XXL together?
Yeah.
That's what these vibes are. But okay. It's me, you, D3, Daceland, and Mitch.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
I got to be part of it. Would you ever sign a white rapper?
Yeah, I would sign a white rapper, but you got to be crazy.
Not me so much, but someone else.
No, you got to be crazy, though. You got to be with that crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can never sign a rapper who was street certified? Like, if you just found Jack Harlow when he was 13, like that viral video that just came out the other day, would you be on it, even though he's not from where you're from?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
You're Eminem.
Huh?
You're Eminem.
Yeah, I need somebody like Eminem, who with that shit, you know what I'm saying? They was around black people growing up, sniffed the coke with all the crazy shit.
Does he make you do coke?
What?
This man crazy, yo.
Nah, bro, I'm fucking around.
That's a fair question.
Most thing I did was hit the YGOG.
How was that?
Shit, had me on my ass. I ain't gonna, I'm talking about sitting down.
You have to say that. You're signed to him.
Nah, this ain't. Nah, you feel bro. Me? I'm gonna keep it a buck. 14, like, they ain't gonna tell a nigga no smut. Like, if I done hit weed with the homies and it was like, I ain't high. You feel me? Mm. Like, I'm just smoking just to smoke it. But the YGOG shit, like, it, you can look on the back of the on the pack. It'll tell you how much THC level is. It's some fire weed.
Interesting. But, okay, he's from an area that you very much are, you know, associated with. But how much would you let the label shit intersect with the street shit? Like, if you found an artist that you thought was unbelievably talented and you could really make something out of them, but they're from an area that traditionally your side doesn't get along with or whatever, like, would you allow that to get in the way of music business shit?
I mean, if it wouldn't be no music business, if our areas don't get along, it wouldn't be no business.
Mm.
You feel me? It wouldn't even that wouldn't even be a thought.
Okay, you wouldn't even consider it.
Nah, I don't think nobody out here that's from out here that's, you know what I'm saying, live their life by the, you know what I'm saying, by the code. They not gonna consider it. Mm. That's just regular. It ain't even like that's just regular. Like, it ain't even nothing to be mad about. Like, you just know certain shit. It's like, nah, can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I don't know why everybody just got up and ran over there. Like, what the fuck? Like,
hey, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Like, we all like, what?
Nigga, here, footsteps.
Oh, God, we all like,
nigga, here, more than 10 footsteps.
They were all moving as well, a unit together. I was like, what is going on here?
That's like seeing a fight at school.
Oh, God in heaven, you like...
You're not about to just sit there.
So, walking in.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to ask you about her because I asked her about you. What happened with the Kamaya situation?
She wanted to be off the label, so I let her off the label.
Why? What led to that? Like, why do you think the relationship there didn't work out?
I don't know. You know, it's two sides to every story. Mm-hmm. So we just gonna. She wanted to be off the label, so I let her off the label.
Okay. Tight lip, this guy. Okay.
Sis.
Yeah.
You think that one was awkward? We could keep going.
Feel like an igloo in this bitch.
Keep going. Shit. I mean, I got to bounce in a minute.
Okay.
Y'all can keep it lit. Like, y'all keep it lit because you been talking to me for a long time.
Did you ever patch things up with WAC 100? There was a whole lot of social media talk going on there. Haven't heard anything in a while. Thoughts?
I'm in the streets with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like social media talk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You mostly ignored that, it seemed like.
Yeah, because I'm in the streets with it. Mm. I'm in the streets. When I'm not in the streets, I got my niggas on my behalf in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But when you see me in the streets, I'm in the streets with it. But, yeah.
You know, this is one thing that he could really teach you guys is how to not answer a question while still answering the question.
Oh, God.
That nigga's magnificent at that shit. That was amazing.
Now, this is a learning lesson for us. For sure.
Weave there, you know?
Oh, God.
Y'all niggas crazy.
Niggas, we be too honest. We be like, well, look.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, this is how I feel.
We be like, all right, well.
But I was telling D3, I'm like, you can't beef with anyone who's not on your level. Like if Bobby down the street is talking shit about you, you can't talk to Bobby. You can only talk to people who are on your level.
That's gonna benefit Bobby more.
Yeah, I might slip up sometime. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh God!
Like if I'm drunk, oh God, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm on live and I see some little weird shit. It's gonna come to the live, blood. Like I ain't gonna tell you. You ain't gonna fuck. You got 400 followers. You know, God, you talking. That's only when I'm lit though, like off the Julio. I'll tell you, I go there. People know you watch my live videos. You know I ain't playing. So it'd be funny though. I ain't gonna clout nobody up. Like, oh, when we get off live, I'm gonna tag you and shit and all that. Nah, fuck that. It's over with after the live.
I feel you. I'm gonna assume that you're not a big fan of Rainbow Hair Guy's comeback.
You
tripping. I don't even know who you're talking about.
You tripping.
For the record, you used to have his face up on screen at shows and stuff, next right? So you can't really say you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where you get these questions from?
My mind.
Yo, mine is a mother... Hey, no, Gary, you must have this shit playing like...
I be smoking dope, no, Googling.
He messy, bro.
Oh, that nigga messy. All the messy
he ain't
questions.
Shit.
Oh, God.
He ain't shit. That nigga ain't shit.
Oh, God.
You go to YouTube, you type YG beef, and then you go most recent, and then you sort of stroke your chin and just think, like, what could I say to make this fool a little uncomfortable, you know?
Hey, on the games.
But hey,
to handle that business.
He's like the Matrix over here. He's bobbing and weaving through the lasers and shit, surviving. The blogs are going to have a hard time even latching on to anything. Like, what are they going to say? Adam 22 asked YG about Kamaya, and he said like three sentences and then just moved on.
Well,
I mean, that's not a really good headline.
I said the truth, bro.
A very vague version of the truth, sure.
Because yeah, see me, this one thing about me, like, nigga ain't going to like me, but a nigga going to have to respect me because I know how to move, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But a nigga with all the bullshit. But I'm with the real bullshit. I'm not with the all the rah-rah talking, like all the shit. I'm with the real shit. So like we could talk about it. It's gonna be respect. But if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you, and it's that. But like, we don't gotta do all the talking crazy and doing all the shit like that. Like, we can do that if it's live in effect. Like, if you right here in front of my face, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of funny when you look up like news stories about YG, there's a lot of stuff that never really seems like it gets resolved, like criminal type stuff that you just there's never a follow-up article. It just seems like it just vanishes into thin air. To what do you owe that? You got good lawyers?
Talk to God and my lawyers, dog. And the homies. Gang, 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 gang.
There it is. What do we got to look forward to? And when you said previously that you were thinking about dropping one more project and then being done. Every rapper says that. I don't know if I believe that. That was a headline at one point that you said
that
one more
cap.
Album.
That was probably some promo shit.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that a rapper said that and didn't follow through on it, to be honest.
That was probably some promo shit.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember them saying no shit like that.
Uh-huh.
I was probably talking about gonna be done with my situation, like I was gonna be out my fucked up deal, you know what I'm saying? With that, I'm out, you know. But yeah,
there it is. Anything we should be looking forward to?
Man, D3, Miss Day Salon 400, YG solo shit, Day solo shit. You know what I'm saying? We cooking. Then we got all my side little ventures, but this ain't about me, man. We been talking about me a lot, man. This is about them. You know what I'm saying? Trying to turn them up through these hard, weird-ass times.
Definitely.
You know? Yeah.
Can I ask one last question? Streets have been saying that you were thinking about signing Brian Pumper to 400. Is this
who?
True? Brian Pumper?
Oh, wow.
Hey.
No? The streets told me that. I don't know.
That nigga Brian. That shit fucking stupid. This nigga crazy. Man, you got to bed. Hey, you got to talk to the homie about that. That nigga, hey.
King Ding-a-ling.
Nah. You got to talk. Nah. That nigga was some other shit.
She probably seen him around.
Nah, I don't even know
what
you're talking about.
No, that nigga Brian Pumper used to be walking through the Fox Hill Mall and shit. Like, that nigga crazy. Yeah, that nigga crazy, dog.
Facts.
Yeah.
Brazy, even.
Yeah, crazy with a K all the time.
Right. Okay, there it is. YG and the 400 squad. I appreciate y'all for coming through, man.
Sir.
D3, Mitch, and Day.
Day Salon.
Yes, sir.
Remember their names, bro.
I know their names. Oh. I interviewed two-thirds of them already.
Like, we've been here already.
I met Mitch.
Talking about?
Slick Mitch.
Hey, he came to the trenches.
He said hello.
Yeah, okay. I came to the trenches.
Oh, yeah, you did go to the trenches.
I'm talking about everywhere. We in the Folsom. We got the NL story.
Pulled up.
He in the
pulled up. Chair. But like it was nothing, huh?
I had my peoples with me, though. It was good.
Crazy. He had his peoples. He had a cameraman AD. AD the homie.
I'm just saying, I'm too much of a YouTuber to carry the blower, so I had to, you know.
I'm too much of a YouTuber. Hey, he being honest, though. He being weird.
Man, I know some YouTubers that got Mickey's. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about, yeah.
I'm not gonna name them either, but yeah. YG, yeah, 400, Day Salon, Mitch, D3, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. Hey. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Find me on
Pornhub. Don't make no crazy ass headline on the video. Like, you know how you like.
We'll see what we can cook up.
Yeah, don't do no crazy headline on YouTube.
Let's see what we can take out of context.
Yeah. Do some G shit. You got to do some G shit.
We in the big leagues.
No messing shit. We in the big leagues like OT.
Oh, God.